The first reading today we hear from the wise man of the Old Testament, Sirach, and he said, "Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested." He tells us that one's faults appear when one speaks. And we all recognize that. We can present ourselves as being pretty wonderful, and then we open our mouths and the truth comes out. And that truth comes out in various ways, not necessarily meaning what we're speaking is the truth, but rather, as our Lord said in the gospel reading today, that what is in one's heart is demonstrated through one's speech. So what comes out of the mouth is really what's in the heart. And so we think about the stuff that comes out of our mouths. Sometimes it is not good. In fact, sometimes it's really bad. There have been numerous times over the years when people come to confession and they go through this whole list of things. And when they're done, I say to them, "Did you notice that every single thing that you confessed was something that you said, something that came out of your mouth?" And we recognize just how easy it is to sin with our tongue. And we do it all the time. Some of it is just because it's a human thing. Where there is somebody else around, we're going to talk. You gather with some of your friends, and then there's lots of talk. Sirach mentions, not in the reading today, but elsewhere, that where there is an abundance of talk, there is also an abundance of sin. Or as the saints would take what St. Paul said when he said, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. They just said, where talk abounds, sin abounds all the more. And if that's the case, then we really need to look seriously at this. Especially when we hear St. James telling us, for instance, that anyone who doesn't control his tongue, that his religion is worthless. In other words, we're trying to live the faith and yet we're showing something entirely different. St. Paul tells us that we are to say only the good things that people need to hear, things that will edify them or build them up. And you can ask yourself, okay, whatever is coming out of my mouth, is that uplifting? Is that building people up? Think about what we do. We do horrible things like using God's name in vain, or some of the horrible, filthy stuff that comes out. For the young people who are here, let me challenge you, because it's gotten to the point among young people, you can't speak a sentence without saying some expletive that shouldn't be being said. It's awful. And it's just become normal, and you just think that this is okay because everyone is doing it. It's not normal and it's not good. And then we think of all the gossip, the calumny, the detraction, all the angry things that we say, the lies that come out of our mouths, all these kinds of things that we do. And it's so easy to do it. So there are a plethora of things that we do. And then even beyond the words, maybe what we're saying by itself isn't a bad thing, but then how are we saying it? Maybe it's coming out with a lot of anger. Maybe it's something really nasty. Maybe we're complaining and whining. You can look again at that sort of situation and ask yourself, what's my disposition? Because again, as the Lord said, what's in the heart is going to come out of the mouth. So what's the disposition that's there? Throughout the centuries, the saints have understood the importance of silence. In a monastery, they live silence. Contemplative monasteries, they usually will have an hour a day where the people can talk. That's it. Because then they can commune with God throughout the day. Obviously, we're not in a monastery, so we can't necessarily do that. But in the scriptures, we hear the psalmist say, Lord, put a guard at the door of my lips. Pray for the grace to be able to control the tongue, to guard the tongue more carefully. Because St. James reminds us also that the tongue, even though it's very small, controls most everything. And he likens it to the rudder of a ship. You can have this huge ship and it's got this tiny little rudder and it controls exactly where the ship is going to go. And he says your tongue is kind of that same way. And so which way is it going? Jesus said in the gospel reading today that no disciple is greater than his master, but with time the disciple becomes like the master. In other words, we need to become like him. So if the disposition in our heart is one that is the same as the disposition of the Lord, then what's going to come out of our mouths will indeed be edifying, because that's what's in our hearts. But it needs to start at least with being able to be silent sometimes, to close the mouth. I oftentimes think that maybe the strongest muscle on our body is this one right here in the jaw because it's going constantly. Maybe we need to use it to clam it up because we don't need to be saying all these things. But that's only the first step, because now we need to look at the dispositions. In other words, it may be that we can get to the point where we just can be silent, but we're still angry, or we're still thinking nasty things, or we're still complaining in our hearts, whatever it may be. It might not be coming out of the mouth, but it's still there in the heart. That becomes the next phase. But in the spiritual life, the external things always precede the internal things. In other words, we have to be able to deal with the things on the outside before we can deal with them on the inside. So we need to learn to close the mouth before we can learn to quiet the heart. And we also need to make the distinctions, because when we talk about saying only those things that'll edify people, we also have to recognize that there are things that are required of us that aren't always positive things, if you will. If you're a supervisor at work and you have to do an evaluation on somebody, maybe that needs to be a little difficult. But it needs to be the truth and it needs to be presented in charity. A parent needs to correct the children. But you need to look at how you're doing it. Again, it needs to be in charity. Do your corrections come out in anger? Do they come out in a way that's putting the child down? Do they come out in a way that's disrespectful or violates the dignity of the person? So it's those kinds of things that we have to look at. There are some things that we need to say, and you have to adjust how you're going to say it to the person who's receiving it. That's normal and natural. But we need to make sure that always what we're trying to do is charity. The way that we do it and why we're doing it. That isn't easy. Especially given all the circumstances when we get together. I mean, think about our society. I mean, it used to be that for the most part people lived in silence. They didn't have telephones, they didn't have radios, they didn't have computers, they didn't have any of this kind of stuff. Yeah, when there were other people around, they would talk, but for the most part, their life was silent. Ours, almost never. And if there isn't anybody to talk to, then we've got that stupid phone that we can call, and then we yap and yap and yap some more. and all kinds of garbage tends to come out. Again, there's nothing wrong with calling a friend and talking, but listen carefully to what's coming out of your own mouth. With Lent just a few days away, if you haven't figured out what you're going to do yet, maybe this is a good one. Because it's something most all of us have to work on. How much is coming out? And how is it coming out? Something we can all consider. Something we can think about. Again, remember with Lent, it's not just about what can I do for 6 weeks and then go back to life as usual. The idea of Lent is, okay, I've got this 6 weeks that I can really intensely work on something, hopefully have it in good enough shape or a foundation laid by the end of that 6 weeks that it continues on afterward. So this is just an opportunity to really focus in on something that we want to make something that's going to be part of our life forever. So this would be an excellent thing. Like I said, if you haven't decided what it is that you want to do for Lent, how difficult it is. I mean, these days, when we have no silence, if you're sitting in a room with somebody else and nobody's talking, it feels awkward. It feels weird. How bizarre is that? That we can't even be silent without feeling funny. Maybe we need to learn all over again. Because remember, the wisdom of the ages says, where there is silence, there is God. Where there is noise, there is Satan. If we're flapping our jaws nonstop, the devil's going to be right in there. He's going to be throwing darts, and they're going to come right off of your tongue. So our goal is to get our dispositions to be like Jesus. Again, to be like our teacher, to be the disciple. This is not something that is easy. It's not something that's going to be quick, and it's not something that we can just do by ourselves. So looking at the second reading, obviously St. Paul spoke in an entirely different context about this. We can apply it here. He said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So if we can pray, we can ask the Lord to help us, and the more we become aware of the different things, the more we can bring it to confession and continue to work on it. Through the grace of our Lord, we can do this, not by ourselves, but with His help. That's a great thing that we all have to do. Because remember, Jesus Himself said, you will be responsible for every single word that comes out of your mouth. Gulp. Think about that. We're going to have to answer on the day of judgment to every single word that comes out of our mouths. Yeah, then we need to really think this seriously. We need to learn to control the tongue. We need to learn to get the dispositions turned around so that what's coming out is true charity and in a charitable way. That would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? Think what changes that would make in your life and that of your family if we were actually doing what St. Paul said and saying only the good things people need to hear, things that are edifying for them. If we're saying things in a way that aren't nasty, that aren't complaining, that aren't whining, that aren't uncharitable, whatever. All these things that we can consider. So it starts again by trying to be more silent. And then we need to conform the dispositions, the interior of the heart, so that it becomes more like Christ. Then when we're tested, we open the mouth, it's not going to be a problem. because if our hearts are conformed to Christ, then it's exactly what he said in the gospel, that what is in the heart is going to be proven by our words.